Welcome to the St. Pius X Stations of the Cross for the Domestic Church. We invite you to listen and pray along. When there is instrumental music, it's provided so that you can reflect on that station. If you need more time, simply hit pause.
As we walk with Jesus through each station, we remember how the Lord is with us, especially when we seem to be stuck and have lost the way forward. He walks with us, trips with us when we stumble, and helps us to our feet again.
My Lord Jesus Christ, you have made this journey to die for me with unspeakable love. At times I have abandoned you. Pardon me, my God, and permit me to accompany you on this journey.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how Jesus Christ, after being scourged and crowned with thorns, was unjustly condemned by Pilate to die on the cross.
When we put ourselves first, when we try to be popular at the expense of others, we are condemning Jesus too. When we are selfish and sinful, we ignore the self-giving love of Jesus. How have I condemned others lately? What might I do to turn that around?
The second station, Jesus takes up his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus did no wrong, but was condemned and forced to carry his cross through Jerusalem. The journey was humiliating and exhausting, yet Jesus accepted the indignity.
Lord Jesus, you accept the burden of the cross along with our burdens. May we learn to accept our burdens, our sufferings, our crosses, and carry them with your help. What are some of my crosses today?
The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Weakened by mental and physical torture, Jesus fell under the burden of the cross.
We all fall under the weight of the cross we carry. Some days the burden may be too much for us. The call to self-giving love may be only a distant cry, or we simply fold beneath the work, pain, or loneliness of life. Sometimes we fall beneath the weight of our own sins.
God of my stumblings and my successes, help me to try again when I fail.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Mary's heart ached when she saw Jesus yet she was helpless to end his pain. Like any mother, she wanted his suffering to be over.
Mary teaches us that when we walk with each other, we also walk with Christ. We are called to walk with each other in good times and in bad times. When have I walked with others and supported them in their sorrow? The fifth station. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
One cannot really understand who Christ is until he or she takes up the cross as Simon of Cyrene did. Christ himself prepares us to be the one who steps forth to help carry the crosses of others. This is the mystery of dying and rising, and is the pathway to a true Christian life.
God of strength, give me the courage and strength to help others, even when the timing might not suit my needs.
The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Consider the compassion of the holy woman, Veronica. Seeing Jesus in such distress, his faith bathed in sweat and blood, she presented him with her veil. Jesus wiped his face and left upon the cloth the image of his sacred countenance.
Have you wiped away the tears of a little child? Does your human touch bring relief? The reward in seeing Christ in the suffering of others is taking that image upon yourself. Wear the veil as Veronica did, accepting the image of Christ onto herself.
The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus was struggling, thirsting, aching. He tried to continue, but his knees buckled, and he could not keep from falling to the cobblestones again. Consider how the second fall of Jesus under his cross renews the pain in all the wounds of the head and members of our afflicted Lord.
Many times I have stumbled and fallen. Many times I am swallowed up into the storms and burdens of life.
Gentle Jesus, lift me up when I fall. Give me grace to go on when my burden seems too heavy. Stand by me when the storms of life take all my energy.
The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The women of Jerusalem showed great courage. They risked being named as a follower of Jesus. They risked the ridicule of the townspeople and the soldiers. Jesus, even in his own suffering, stopped to console them.
Do we even notice when others are hurting? Do we allow others to share with us their sorrows and sadness? Can we console them and simply share time with them?
Fill our hearts, O God, with mercy and tender compassion. With your grace, empower us to be like these women, standing with Jesus through thick and thin. Give us the insight to see where the world needs healing, and then give us the courage to reach out.
The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus is getting weaker and is close to complete exhaustion. He falls again. He gets up again.
In 2013, Pope Francis told students that we will all have dark days, days when we fall, even days when we fail. But, he said, don't be afraid of failure. Get up right away and keep moving forward. We cannot make this journey alone, so we walk together in community with friends, with those who love us, and with those who help us along the way.
The 10th station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus is stripped of all his clothes. He has no protection against the wind, against the spitting, and all of us, his wounds, are revealed for all to see.
Have you ever had actions you weren't proud of exposed for everyone to see? Have you ever been so embarrassed or humiliated that you feel as if no one cares? These moments take the dignity of each person away from them.
Lord Jesus Christ, you have given each person a dignity that is rooted in you and rooted in your love. As we join you on this way of the cross, this way of love, may the garment of our baptism never be stripped from us by arrogance, indifference, or selfishness.
The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Nails pierce the hands and feet of Jesus. Each blow causes more pain. Yet Jesus forgave his tormentors, his abusers.
What causes you pain again and again? Jesus shares your pain. To whom are you the cause of pain? Jesus shares their pain as well. Can we forgive others who cause us pain? Can we seek forgiveness from those we harm?
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. Then Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
What do we know of death, of exclusion and abandonment? By his death, Jesus Christ redeemed the world. He is with us even now.
God of hope, be with us in our moments of darkness and isolation. Give us hope when it seems that everything is wrong. Shine through the darkness of our lives. So we can be assured of your presence.
The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
With great care, Jesus is taken down from the cross and placed in the arms of his mother. With great care, loving friends offered a helping hand. John, Mary Magdalene, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus.
We are also called by this holy moment to care for the body of Christ. Today, that body takes the form of the homeless in the streets, of those who have no one else to care for them, of those who have succumbed to illness, harm, and pandemics. How can we respond and care for those in need?
The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Joseph of Arimathea wrapped the body of Jesus and laid it in his new tomb that he had been preparing for himself. Then he rolled a huge stone across the entrance to the tomb. The body of Jesus was buried in a dark tomb, out of sight of both those who hated and those who loved him.
Jesus is still buried from sight for many people. He becomes visible through the actions of his followers. As you choose to allow works of love to shine forth, Jesus will become visible through your actions in the world.
God of mercy, lift me from my darkness and despair. Be with me in all that I do to allow your glory to shine through my actions each day. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross You have redeemed the world.